Good morning, everyone. Thank you so very much for being with us once again, and I hope that you use your Bible during this study today. I'm Robert Rawson. I preach for the Crockett Church of Christ, located out at towards Strayhorn Community, west of Senatobia. We're 7 miles from Interstate 55, going through Senatobia and out to the left. You'll see it about 3 miles before you get to Strayhorn. You'll see the sign for the building for the Crockett Church of Christ on the left. And we invite you to services this morning at 9:30 for Bible study classes, 10:30 for the preaching service, and this evening for the 6 o'clock service if you can't come this morning. Thank you for being with us in our studies today. I was trying to think about topics and lessons for this study of time and to continue along with the theme that we have in mind of doing what God says to do and being what God says to be. And as a result of that, I found myself thinking about people who were sick during this time and illnesses that had come upon people at this time. The pandemic seems to have been restored to some people's situation during this time. We have our vaccine shots and we have our extra shots beyond that and all that sort of thing. And so we've not had a big problem at all with that regard. But there are others who have had that come upon them here lately. And so we seat ourselves properly so that we'll be away from each other. We don't get people to be involved with each other heavily, and as a result, we have not had a whole lot of extra comments regarding the pandemic situation. But let us play and think about this particular thing. As camp activities get underway, I've got a devotional time that I'll speak on that Sunday night, July the 1st, and I'll speak in regard to how God tells us to avoid certain pitfalls at camp, and how God tells us to avoid certain pitfalls at camp is a way that we can avoid certain pitfalls in our daily living as well. So would you study with me today what the Bible tells us in regard to how to do, how to be? Our Lord Jesus talked about night and day, and he talked about doing the work of God while it is light and not in the time of darkness. Why is that the case? Well, when it's darker, it's more difficult to do something that we wish to do. And it also is the case that while it is dark, we find ourselves unable to recognize things as well as we do in the light. Thus Jesus said to do the work of God while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. It is the case that we have opportunity to be people who look for the light. And the light described by Paul in relation to our relationship to Jesus Christ and his way is found in Ephesians chapter 1 and also chapter 3 in reference to the light that we have that benefits us and blesses us because it's the light of the Lord's teaching that we follow. And as a result of following that way, we have a way of seeing where we're going and what's happening to us. Think about other things, however, in regard to what do we do as we serve the cause of God. Make preparation ahead of time. Make preparation ahead of time because there are those who come to camp and they do not prepare ahead of time. We remind them of certain things that they have forgotten or bypassed. For example, a few years ago, I mentioned to someone who called about coming to camp, a youth camp, and I said, among the other things to bring for the child to be enjoying camp is to bring a sheet or a heavy sheet or a quilt for overnight. And they said, in July? And I said, oh yes, in July. Even though we're half a mile from Sarge Lake Christian Camp, the work of doing the nighttime sleeping is helped out because we can sleep rather than chase about in the shadows of having a problem with sweat. And so it is the case that we kind of find ourselves having coolness at night. Coolness at night blowing across that water, it has an effect and it'll be cold before morning time. Although it's July. Prepare for something ahead of time. And we were helping people to prepare ahead of time. When we prepare ahead of time, think about the meals that we serve. We think about that because we want to be people who prepare good meals and wholesome meals for people who are young people, as well as others. we find ourselves looking to the opportunity to purchase those things in lock, stock, and barrel, and as a result, not have so much expense involved in it, but we want to be prepared for the event that takes place. And when we get to a table, we want to have things prepared. We want to have those things that young people like to eat and can benefit from eating and benefit from drinking and so forth, so on. And so it is that in preparation, we've got to be people who think ahead in regard to a time. Over 100 young people will be a part of this Sardis Lake Christian Camp this week. I know that one time back years ago, I did a little program each day from the shores of Sardis Lake Christian Camp. And though it's out there in the area, there are a lot of people who've never been there and never know of things that go on. And so I did illustrations of stories that we had and activities we had during that time. I enjoyed it, and a lot of people said, you gave me a new wrinkle on camping and what it means. And I hope I've given you a new wrinkle today in preparation for camp. Because in preparation for camp, we think ahead in regard to that. But if we get sickness underway and have sickness to take place, what about a nurse? What about having a nurse available and nurses' aides available and people who will thereby be able to have young people quarantine if they need to be quarantined from others, lest they pass along this illness to someone else too, and quarantined along the way, and we find ourselves preparing for that as well as the medicines that are taken, these light medicines that are taken over the counter that can be helpful to someone to not have a cold to go so deep and so much heaviness about it that it creates a problem in the lungs, and the flu is a result of that. And so we try to avoid that because we think ahead in regard to the type of things that we prepare for in bringing to campground. And so there's a special place for quarantine, a special place for the nursing care, and all that goes along with that. Think about the things that we do in preparation so that we'll be people who are aware of God's work and God's work in our lives. Did not Solomon express to you and me that we need to fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man? That God will bring every secret thing into judgment according to that we have done, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5 at verse 11, we persuade men. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. God means to be followed. He means to be studied. He means for people to obey Him. He means for people to understand His message and to obey Him. And that's what Paul understood. He understood that and would teach about the judgment of God based upon what we do when we do it as a result of meeting up with God in the afterlife. We find ourselves accountable to Him. When we think about this, we think about a way of life that God wants us to follow, a way of life that God wants us to do. And as a result of that, we get prepared for that because we look at the ways of life. When a person is in sin and wrongdoing, what do they need to do? Well, they need to get rid of that sin. They need to have it washed away. And that's what Paul wrote to the Romans about in Romans chapter 6. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? You see, some of the people there at Rome had the idea in mind that it took so much grace to save an individual that the more they sinned, the more grace it took to save them. And as a result, sin more so that more often you'll call upon God to benefit His grace towards you and do that. Paul said, how shall any of us that have died to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into the death of Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? And that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also are raised to walk in newness of life. That newness of life can begin even today. It can begin at a moment of time during the week when people decide to obey the Lord, be baptized into Christ, live for Him from day to day. That's the way that the Lord taught us to live. And as a result, we need to be people who get free from that sin. And when we're free from that sin, what if we sin again? And we're going to sin again, very likely. And in 1 John chapter 1, he tells us that when we get in fellowship with the Father and the Son, We find ourselves obeying the Lord. We get into fellowship with the Father and the Son. Now, when we get into fellowship with the Father and the Son and we sin, we do wrong, what do we do then? In 1 John 1 at verse 9, he says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Unrighteous thinking and unrighteous planning is what gets us into missing the mark, into sin. We think about that, and we think about how we can get away with it, and we think about how that no one else can blame us for it, and we find ourselves getting away with the idea within our minds of getting into sin and wrongdoing, living in it throughout life, and before we die, we'll quickly say, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. And that's not the way that it is. How shall we, Paul says to the brethren at Rome, in Romans 6, verses 1 through 4, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Think about the way of God that we should do as we follow His will. When we find ourselves following God's will and God's way, we have an opportunity to be free from those sins that will violate the fellowship that we have with God. He says, if you confess your sins, I'm faithful and just to forgive you your sins, and more than that, I will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. The unrighteous planning, unrighteous thinking that we do, the unrighteous talk that we do, the unrighteous ways that we think and plan ahead of time to get away with sin. He tells us He'll cleanse us of that. He'll forgive us of our sins if we confess them. That's the confession part. Some people apply that to the ideas that we confess our sins before we're baptized into Christ, before we become new in Him, before we become saved from sin. And they'll be saved from sin on the basis that they prayed about it. But that is really not the teaching of the New Testament as we see it, as we understand it. We understand this to be the context here in 1 John 1 of people in fellowship with the Father and the Son, that when they sin, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so it is that we do that, and we teach that. And it takes teaching that more times than just one on this radio broadcast for it to sink through and be understandable for people who listen to this program. And I hope you've listened enough to recognize that what we're talking about here is a way of life for us to live, a way of life for us to serve. And as a result, we find ourselves blessed of God. And when we go to camp, what we do there? Well, we want to be people who are prepared for camp, prepared in the meals, prepared in the sicknesses that might happen, the illnesses, the accidents that may take place. We'll talk about that and we'll have that reference to that, and people will be prepared for it because it's there. It's going to be there. And we can't help it because people are going to trip over a stump. They're going to trip over a root. They're going to be people who found themselves on the ground suddenly, and they may be finding themselves on the ground to be hurt and harmed. And we don't want that to happen. We want to help them out in that regard. And so it is that in the church of our Lord, we find people like in Romans 6 who wanted to have a false idea and wanted to enjoy living in sin that grace may abound. Paul said, God forbid, how shall any of us that have died to sin live any longer therein? We have noted several things for which we are to be prepared, going to camp and being a part of camp activities. And for that fact, anything that we do in life, being prepared for it. And as we look ahead, we look to see that we want to get rid of our sins. We want to live in such a way that when we sin again, we want to be aware of that. We want to confess our sins. God has said He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We want that, 1 John 1, verses 3 through 9 in that passage. But further, let's ask Josh has a question about something else in regard to preparation and being a part of camp. When we're prepared to be part of youth camp, we've got to think about the various ages of people, the games they like to play, the fun times they like to have, the kind of events to take place. And you know, when we were young people, we went to camp or activities like that, whether it was a scout camp or whether it was a camp that involved the band or anything like that, we had rules and regulations that they told us about. Certain times to be in, certain times to be this and that, and certain times to be prepared for the events tomorrow. And also to sleep at night so we'll be ready for the early morning times at camp the next day. Preparation by rest is a wonderful thing to have, a wonderful thing to enjoy, and a wonderful way to live. Now, several years ago, we made arrangements with the young people at Sawyers Lake Christian Camp to have their cabins to be air-conditioned. Now, their air-conditioning made a difference not only in the camp events, but made a difference in how rested they were when they got through with the week. Instead of sleeping all the way home and every day out after camp, they had late night times. Instead of doing that, their parents reported that they were more rested. They were more blessed in that regard. They were able to talk about camp with them if they asked questions instead of, "I can't talk about camp now. I'm too tired to talk about camp now." The idea of it was that they were rested and prepared because they had the air conditioning in the cabins that they were sleeping under during the night. And so as a result, they were people who were resting for the rest of the day and the rest of the week. When you and I find ourselves looking to God's will, we find ourselves doing what the Lord said to do and being the people the Lord said to be. When Jesus taught his disciples that he would be challenged by the chief priests, elders, and so forth, he told them that they would take him and they would crucify him, that he would be put to death, and that he would be buried away. But in Matthew 16 and verse 19, when Jesus talked about that, Simon Peter, along with the other disciples, was listening intently to what he said, and they just couldn't believe what he said. They couldn't believe, and Simon Peter spoke up and said, "Lord, no, this will never happen to you. You will never be put to death by anybody. You'll never be in the tomb for anybody. You'll never be there." And Jesus turned to him immediately and said, "Simon, Satan has filled your heart. He's told you to say this." And he said, "The words that you use are the words of Satan, the devil." Simon did not wish to have that to happen. At the same time, he was unwittingly doing that very thing when he told Jesus, "This is not the plan of God. This is not what's going to happen to you." When Jesus had plainly said to them, "My Father told me these things were going to take place." He said, "The people will reject you. They'll deny you. They will persecute you. And this will be the result. Death will take place. But in 3 days, you will rise." The trust in the Heavenly Father's word was what Jesus did. And trust in the Heavenly Father's word is what you and I need to do. We need to be people who obey the Lord, follow his will, do his work, and do his service from day to day. And then we find ourselves remembering that he told us there's a judgment day that's coming. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10, we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the things done in the body according to what we have done, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Now, the body of Christ is the church of our Lord. And in writing of Paul to the brethren there at Corinth, as well as Ephesians, he talks about the one body of Christ, the church of our Lord, and how the people can be members of that body. But that's not the body here in this context of 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. He says regarding the sins that are in the body, the sins that are in that body, that personal body, that choice that people make to do sin, to miss the mark, to do wrong, and not to do right. He tells them that that's not the way for them to live and do and be. He tells them that they'll be judged on the basis of what they've done while in the body, according to what we have done, whether it be good or evil. Let's be people then who have the good side of the life that we live, and in the presence of God, be people who enjoy the relationship we have with him and the great hope that we have with him in the hereafter. We talked about camp this morning and being prepared for camp, and being prepared for camp and looking forward to these type of things to be done. We must be people who prepare for camp, think about it, and let's remember one other thing in regard to this matter. One other thing that we need to have is a remembrance of what we learned at Sardis Lake Christian Youth Camp. We need to learn that we remember that there were other young people who were there, slightly older than we. They were college students. There were people who were loving to people out there and be people who were there with other young people and all. And we can be that in our future. We can choose to serve as counselors. We can choose to serve as people who help others out when they're young and when they're unable to think for themselves about the dangers that are around them. Yes, indeed, it's an outdoors camp. And yes, indeed, there may be some snake somewhere hidden away. Yes, indeed, there may be something that's out there that is hurtful and harmful, like a yellow jacket or whatever have you. We used to use a lot of watermelons out that way, and we attracted yellow jackets to come and be there and be stinging people who were there. And that's not the good thing that we wanted to do, so we don't use the watermelons these days. Now, we do an ice cream supper, and that sort of thing we enjoy, but we don't do a watermelon supper because of that idea. We learned from that problem and difficulty that we created ourselves because we were enjoying that idea and we had a good time with it and good ways, but we had too many stings and too many problems that came as a result of that. So we don't do the fireworks show that takes place. We don't do the other thing that we have there. That's the idea of the watermelon cutting to be done. Think about this. Think about life, and think about life and hope. I started out this broadcast today with the idea about how we have in light, we can see things, we can know what to do, and we can be people who serve the cause of God, he said. But in darkness, we do not see enough of the light. We do not see enough of the distinction. And thus, as a result of that, we can be people who do not love light or love darkness more than we love light. Let's be people who love the light and love the light of God's way and God's will more than we do anything else. Let's be people who serve the cause of God. And when we find ourselves in a church order, and we find ourselves enjoying the entertainment of that church order and enjoying the type of fun times of that order, instead of enjoying the Bible teaching, the Word of God that's revealed, the Word of God that's taught, the enthusiasm of the preacher who teaches that Word of God about this way of life that's filled with light, we make a change. We make a change. My dad long ago went to preachers and asked of them, "Where do you find this?" And he was speaking about a sinner's prayer. When people teach about sinner's prayer for salvation, for sin, pray this way. Pray this way now. Thank God for your salvation now. He asked, where was that in the New Testament of our Bible? And there were preachers that he went to and visited with and talked about, and they could not tell him where that was. They just told him to stay away from that, and he would find out an answer in time. Well, he decided to be a part of another church order, another church way. And as a result, he came into Churches of Christ, and thereby he found that any question that he raised, instead of people being mad at him for asking a question and rough treating him when he asked a question, they would say, "Let's turn over this place in the Bible and read what it says about that particular subject. Let's let the Bible answer that question." Oh, my, 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 my. What a joy he had in doing that, and what a joy finally was revealed to him in that, and he enjoyed that way of preaching, and he always taught me to preach that way and be people who looked in the context and worked on the ideas of the lesson itself and worked on the idea of what God's Word says to us in our lives. We're talking about today the type of preparation for a youth camp and for life in general, just in day-to-day events. I hope it's been of help to you. And don't forget that during this next week, there will be a great event there at Sarge Lake Christian Camp, located at 176 4-H Club Road, out east of Batesville, and Highway 315, you turn north and you go up there, and you'll find Sarge Lake Christian Camp. And the fireworks show is on that Monday night, and so is the ice cream supper on that Monday night. God bless you and your studies, and thank you for your time today. This is Robert Rawson with the Crockett Church of Christ. bidding you farewell this day. God bless.